Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Lord, we thank you.
Allah, I do for you, Lord.
Because it has started.
So we go to the bed, bye.
In each of our lives, it has started. Now you are planting our feet firmly upon that narrow road that leads to heaven. Thank you, Lord, because it has started happening. You are going to be pulling us up now by the hand and help us up the walk with you. Lord, even as we are going to be going into your word, we ask, perfect this experience. Perfect this experience to the praise of your own name and to the honor of your own majesty. Let it be, Father. In Jesus' most precious name. God bless you, please be seated. Our theme scripture is taken from Romans chapter 13 and verse 11 to 12.
Ẹ̀fẹ̀ tí a ó lò àbí tí a ń sọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí rẹ̀ fún sáàrí amọ́ nínú Róòmù orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá.
11 to 12.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá sí ilé kejìlá.
So I would want us to go back again to that same place.
Mo fẹ́ kí a padà lọ sínú ẹsẹ̀ yìí.
Because that's where we're starting again from this afternoon.
Orí ibẹ̀ náà la ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní ọ̀sán yìí.
Romans 13, verse 11 to verse 12.
Rome, ori ketala, ese kokonla, de ikejila.
This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes, and put on the shiny armor of right living.
Àti èyí, bí ẹ ti mọ àkókò pé ó ti tó wákàtí nísinsìnyí fún yín láti jí lójú oorun, nítorí nísinsìnyí ni ìgbàlà wa súnmọ́ etí lójú ìgbà tí àwa ti gbàgbọ́ lọ. Òru bú kọjá tán, ilẹ̀ sì fẹ́rẹ̀ mọ́. Nítorí náà, ẹ jẹ́ kí a bọ́ ara iṣẹ́ òkùnkùn yìí sílẹ̀, kí a sì gbé ìyàmọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀. When we started this meeting by midday yesterday,
àti abẹ̀rẹ̀ ní àṣán àná,
God took us through what it means to know the times that we are living in.
Ọlọ́run mú wa lọ nínú mímọ irú àkókò tí a wà nínú rẹ̀.
Throughout yesterday, he was teaching us on parameters of discerning the times.
Lánàá ní gbogbo àná, Ọlọ́run kọ́ wa nínú àwọn òṣùwọ̀n tí a fi mọ irú àkókò tí a wà nínú rẹ̀.
By this morning again, God went ahead to speak to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and from verse 29 to verse 31 to tell us that the time is running out, the time is now short.
Ọlọ́run tún bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ nínú Corinthians kíní orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n dé ìsàlẹ̀ díẹ̀ wípé láàárọ̀ yìí wípé àkókò kù díẹ̀ tí a sáré àkókò kù díẹ̀.
In that same session in the morning, God progressed with us when he was talking to us about now it is high time to awake out of sleep. In that particular session, God was expounding on what he meant by sleep.
Ọlọ́run sọ láàárọ̀ wípé ká títọ́ àkókò fún wa láti jí kúrò nínú oorun wa. A wá sọ gara pé kí ló ń jẹ́ gbígbí àbí sísùn rá kí ló ń jẹ́ sísùn.
In this session, by the grace of God,
èyí nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
we are trusting God to speak to us from that same verse 11.
À ń gbẹ́kẹ̀lé Ọlọ́run láti bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ nínú ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá yẹn náà.
The concluding phrase there,
ní ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó parí ní ibẹ̀ yẹn,
which is that for now is our salvation nearer.
Pé nísinsìnyí ni ìgbàlà wa súnmọ́ etílé.
Than when we first believed.
Ju ìgbà tí àwa ti gbàgbọ́ lọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some more modern translations.
Fún àwọn Bíbélì ìgbàlódé,
They said that for now, the coming of our Savior is nearer than when we first believed.
Wọ́n ní ìgbà dídé olùgbàláwá ó súnmọ́ etí lẹ́sìn ìgbà tí a gbàgbọ́ lọ.
Praise the Lord.
Kọ́kọ́ gbàgbọ́ lọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I would not want to expound on that because that is clear enough for everybody to understand.
Mi ò ní fẹ́ ṣàlàyé púpọ̀ lórí yẹn nítorí pé mo gbàgbọ́ pé ó yé wa.
Even though interestingly that's where I'm still going to end.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ibẹ̀ náà la ó parí sí, ibẹ̀ ni wọ́n parí sí.
But when God says that for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé ìgbàlá wa súnmọ́ etí lẹ́sìn ìgbà tí a gbàgbọ́ lọ.
Then we need to understand what is this salvation. What does it entail?
Ó yẹ kí a mọ ohun tí ìgbàlá yìí tó wà nínú rẹ̀ àbí tó kún fún.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because if we just say our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
Tí a bá kàn sọ pé ìgbàlá wa ń súnmọ́ etí lẹ́sìn ìgbà tí a kọ́kọ́ gbàgbọ́ lọ.
And we have no deep understanding of what God implies by salvation.
A ò sì ní ìmọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀ lórí ohun tí Ọlọ́run sọ nípa ìgbàlá.
We may not even know what is at hand.
A ò ní mọ̀ nǹkan tó tẹ̀ wá ní ìkáwọ́ wa àbí ní àríwọ́.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to be talking about salvation in this session.
A ó máa sọ̀rọ̀ lórí ìgbàlà ní sáà yìí ní àkókò.
Defining what it means.
Sísọ ìtumọ̀ ìgbàlà.
And trusting God to expound to us what he is trying to get across to us in that place in verse 11 of Revelations, of Romans chapter 13.
Ó ń gbàgbọ́ ní Ọlọ́run pé yóò tú gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ìpalẹ̀ pátápátá nínú ọkàn wa ohun tó fẹ́ ká mọ̀ nínú ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá yẹn.
May the Lord do so in the name of Jesus.
Kí Ọlọ́run kó ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ní orúkọ.
A threefold work of grace.
Ó jẹ́ ẹ̀ka mẹ́ta tí iṣẹ́ orí ọ̀fẹ́ ní.
The first step or the first fold of that work of grace is that we were saved. Ìpín àkọ́kọ́ nínú iṣẹ́ orí ọ̀fẹ́ ni pé a gbà wá là. The second fold in that work is we are being saved. Ìpín ìkejì ni à ń gbà wá là. The third aspect of it is that we will be saved. Ìkẹta ni pé a ó gbà wá là. I think it's clear to my way. Yọ̀yọ̀ àbáyé. Now, you cannot also. Okay, I think my father writes it down. You cannot also write it again. Ẹ wá lè tún kọ́ báyìí. The one that we say is past. Ìka sọ pé ó ṣẹlẹ̀ lánàá. Or the one that we say is we were saved. Ìka sọ pé a gbà wá là àbí a ti gbà wá là. The theological word for it is justification. Ìmọ̀ tó tilẹ̀ nípa ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì nípa rẹ̀ pé àtà wà láre. The one that means that we are being saved or the one that we say is present. Ìka sọ wípé à ń gbà wá là bí ṣẹlẹ̀ nísinsìnyí lóde. That one is justification. Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí ìsọdí mímọ́ àti ìmújàtọ̀ sọ́tọ̀ prisoner. The one that will happen in the future. If you said ní ọjọ́ ọ̀la, the one that said that we said we will be saved. Ìjà lọ pé a ó gbà wá là. That one is glorification. Ẹni ìṣe lógo. Actually, that was the one Paul was talking to ya in that passage. Èyí ni Paulu àkọ́sùn sọ nínú ẹsẹ̀ tí a kà yìí. But I don't want to just jump and just go to the third part because there are like a threefold cause that cannot be broken. Mi ò fẹ́ káàbò lọ sí ìkẹta nítorí pé agbọ́dọ̀ sọ nípa ìdílé àti ìbejì lórí pé mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta ẹyọ kan ní wọ́n á ò sí pé wọ́n ní ìyá. So if the first one has not happened to you, the second one can't happen to you. Mi ìdílé ò bá sí ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ nínú ayé rẹ̀ ìkejì ò lè ṣẹlẹ̀. If the second one has not happened, it's impossible for the third one to happen. Mi ìkejì ò bá ṣẹlẹ̀ kò ṣeé ṣe fún ìkẹta kó ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ayé rẹ̀. And I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit himself will speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. So, the first one, Akoko, now we said that it's a threefold work or it's a three senses, past tense, future tense, as a whole way, what you're saying, what you're saying, what you're saying. The first one is justification. That is what we are saved. Tabi ati bawala. That is what I'm about to explain has happened to you. Yes, see, because of that, I have to say that if it has not happened to you, I thank you by the mercy of God. See, people by being said that you are more powerful than any man or Lord, and by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by His kingdom. I think by now we can about Jesus who knew what I think Jehovah that please just let the word of God show you the way you are. So let your Lord be happy with you. And whatever God is asking you to do, just respond to Him. Oh, would you all man in some of us say God down with you? May the Lord bless our hearts in the name of
Jesus. The Lord will move on to
all the world. So, justification. It allows all the witnesses to be acting in the world. It is the removal of guilt and the penalty of sin. Yes, you must remove guilt. It allows your mortality in the world. Or you can say, you know, I said it is the removal of guilt and the penalty of sin. Or you can say it is the removal of sin and its consequences.
And from
the life of a believing sinner. Like you know, I get a letter to for and the bestowal of a righteousness.
And that this right standing with God.
If that was the question, who are not Christ Jesus himself? Yes, you find that this Jesus is that righteousness.
I mean, yes, you know,
this of course, the moment of believing and accepting the substitutionary sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In your sense,
I will define it again. Then we will explain that definition. Do you understand? We say that justification is the removal of guilt or the penalty of sin.
If that is the word, if you go, that is the idea of the other
expression. Or you can say it is the removal of sin and its consequences. From the life of a believing sinner, and the bestowal of a righteousness,
that is Christ standing with God.
Which righteousness is actually Jesus Christ himself. And the moment it happens, it is a moment that, you know, it is that moment when we believe and accept the substitutionary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Please, do we have a class now?
Yeah, I think we're here, right?
So that we can start explaining it.
Yeah, very, very. Inside.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We said justification.
It is the removal of guilt and the penalty of sin. Or it is the removal of sin and the consequences that comes out of sin from the life of a believing sinner. Amen. And the bestowal of a righteousness that is right standing with God. Which righteousness is Jesus Christ himself, the righteous? Do we understand that now? Okay, some people are actually writing it down. I was explaining. Okay, let me give it to them so that we can all be in this place. And that this occurs at the moment of believing and accepting the substitutionary sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we say removal of guilt or the removal of sin, because I think whether you say removal of guilt and what's the other one that we said? And the penalty of sin is the same thing as sin and its consequence. You understand? It's just another way of explaining. When we say removal of guilt of sin or removal of sin, brethren, do we all agree that you cannot remove something that is not somewhere?
se agbagbo pe o le mu nkan kuro ti o si nibe tele.
Am I making sense? Something has to be somewhere before you can do what now, before you want to take it away. Does that make sense?
Nkan gbodo wa ni ibi kan ko to le mu kuro pada si ibomiran.
So before God can take away from our lives the guilt that comes from sin, that means that there has to be sin in our lives.
Ki Olorun to le mu idalebi to tinu ese jade kuro ninu aye wa, iyen tumo si ese yen ti wa ninu aye wa na.
I want us to remember the word of God in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23.
Afeke aranti oro Olorun ninu Rome ori keta ese keta.
It says that for all have sinned.
O ni nitori gbogbo eniyan lo sa ti se.
And have come short of the righteousness or of the glory of God.
Won ti kuna ododo tabi ogo Olorun.
Abi? I think the Bible says that. In Psalm 51, I think verse 5, it says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." In John chapter 3 and verse 3, the Lord Jesus said, "Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In Job chapter 14 and verse 4, the word of God says, "Who can take an unclean thing, a clean thing out of an unclean? No, not one." So I presume that we all agree with the word of God that every man, since the time of Adam, we were living in sin. Is that correct? So the issue of Jesus Christ coming to save us is not a religious issue. Actually, in heaven, they don't know Christian religion. There's nothing called that. Christianity is not one of the religions in this world. That is a deception of the devil. Christianity is just God's method of rescuing man who is doomed to sin, doomed to destruction because of sin.
Ọ̀nà yìí péré ni Ọlọ́run ń gbà láti gbẹ ènìyàn tí ó jẹ́ pé a ti fẹ́ parun tó jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ parun.
And that is why, you see, when the word of God was saying that now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Torí náà bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti sọ pé àkókò ìgbàlà wa ti súnmọ́ etílé ju ìgbà tí a gbàgbọ́ lọ.
We cannot just jump what God was saying before.
A ò lè fo nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run sọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
And assume that all of us, we have understood that to be free from sin. You know we will be guilty. Am I making sense? We will be guilty. But if we explain, you know, fully what God is talking about, then each person, with as the word of God is coming upon your own conscience, you know, then you are free to be able to choose whether you want to be free from sin or you want to now even lie down in the bed with sin more. Are we together? I think that makes sense, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, from the very beginning, man was created in the image and likeness of God. The only thing that removed God and man was this same issue of sin. And that's why sin is not something that we just look at and say, it's okay, you know we are all trying. It's not, the issue of sin is not about whether you are trying or you are not trying. The reason is because it is powerful enough to separate a man permanently from God. So immediately Adam sinned, God placed a curse on him. And from just eating one fruit, you know, we came to the crisis that all of us are in now. But because the first Adam failed, another Adam had to come.
Adam keji gbọdọ wa.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we getting this? I'm explaining justification. I'm talking of why Jesus had to come and why he had to come and die for our sin. Why is it that when Adam sinned, all of us now became sinners?
But
my name is not Adam, even though Adam is our four grandfather. And when the Bible says that the devil tempted that woman and she took the fruit,
it means
she ate the fruit. The Bible didn't say anything happened. You can look at it in your Bible from Genesis 3 later. Okay, nothing happened. For that moment when she gave the fruit to Adam, as Adam munched it like this, wahala started. Because the devil was not aiming at Eve.
Nítorí pé ìfojúsùn Satani kìí ṣe sí Eva.
He wasn't aiming at Eve.
Kò ṣáà fẹ́ pa
Eva. He was aiming at Adam.
Adamu ló ń lépa rẹ̀.
Because according to the divine organogram.
Nítorí pé bí a ti là á kalẹ̀ gan.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11 from verse 4 downwards.
Bíbélì sọ nínú Kọ́rìntì kìíní.
He says, "But for I will have you know."
Nítorí pé ó sọ pé mo fẹ́ kí ẹ mọ̀.
That the head of every man is Christ.
Pé gbogbo orí ẹ̀dá ènìyàn ni Kristi.
The head of every woman is the man.
Orí obìnrin sì ni ọkùnrin.
And the head of Christ is God.
Àti orí Kristi sì ni Ọlọ́run.
Do we understand that now? So it wasn't Eve that had the authority of what happens to mankind, okay? Even if she sins.
Kìí ṣe Eva ló ní àṣẹ lórí ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn ẹ̀dá ènìyàn bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó ṣe.
That's why the Bible never says the fall of Eve. Have you ever seen it say the fall of Eve?
Èdè tí Bíbélì òfin kọ́ pé ìṣubú Eva.
No, the Bible will say that the fall of Adam.
Wọ́n sọ pé ìṣubú Adam.
It's not the fall of Eve. Just the same way Jesus was born out of the belly of a sinful woman.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni Jésù á bí láti inú oyún ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ obìnrin.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In that same way, Even if, you see, if Adam hadn't eaten the fruit, he would have given back to all of us and would be sinless. It would only be Eve that would have sinned.
Bí Adam ò bá jẹ èso yẹn ní ọjọ́ yẹn, Eva ò bá bí gbogbo wa, ṣùgbọ́n ò ní jẹ ìran ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀, Eva nìkan ni ó jẹ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
Don't worry, I will still explain how that happened.
A ó sì ṣàlàyé ìyẹn bó ti lè jẹ́ ó ṣe.
But the moment Adam ate the fruit,
ṣùgbọ́n gbàrà tí Adam jẹ èso náà,
God placed a curse on him.
Ọlọ́run gégun fún.
Actually, Adam did not eat the fruit alone.
Adam nìkan ló jẹ èso yìí o.
Because in the book of Hebrews,
nítorí nínú ìwé Hebrews,
the Bible says Levi,
Bíbélì sọ pé Levi,
that collects tithes,
tí ó gba ìdá mẹ́wàá,
he paid a tithe in Abraham to Melchizedek.
Ó san ìdá mẹ́wàá nínú Abraham sí Melchizedek.
Is that correct? You know the Bible says that. That means that when Adam was eating the fruit,
ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé bí Adam ṣe ń jẹ èso náà,
you too inside him and me too, we say it's sweet.
Gbogbo wa náà la ń sọ pé ó dùn ọ̀gá nínú Adam.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we understand that now? So by the time God was going to curse Adam,
bàrà ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ gègùn fún Adam,
you know he cursed all of us.
Gbogbo wa ló gègùn fún.
Now the interesting thing is this.
Ohun tó ṣe pàtàkì rèé.
When Eve ate it.
But Eva,
nothing could have happened.
Kò sí ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀.
He said that the devil was aiming at Adam.
Ìlépa Satani sí Adamu ni.
Please don't forget where we are coming from.
Má gbàgbé ibi tí a ti ń bọ̀.
We are trying to explain that now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
À ń sọ wípé ìgbàlà wa súnmọ́ etílé ju ìgbà tí a kọ́kọ́
gbàgbọ́ lọ. We are explaining salvation. That's what we are trying to do.
À ń ṣàlàyé ìgbàlà ohun tó túmọ̀ sí.
You know the very first aspect of salvation, which is justification.
Ipa kìíní ìgbàlà ìdáláre.
So he was aiming at Adam.
Only by Adam.
Because a woman does not have seed. It's a man that has seed.
Nítorí obìnrin kọ́ ló ní èso.
Ọkùnrin ló ní. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So
you have a woman does not have sperm. Have you seen a woman that has sperm before?
Obìnrin kọ́ ló ní nǹkan tó máa ń di ọmọ.
It is a man that has sperm.
Ọkùnrin ló ní.
And until he puts it inside a woman, there won't be pregnancy.
Àbí bàtó bá fi sínú tóbìnrin kí ọmọ tó dé.
Do we understand that now? So that's why the devil was aiming at Adam.
Ìdí tí Sátani fi ń lépa Adamu rèé.
Like all the men here, hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Gbogbo àwọn ọkùnrin ẹgbẹ́ akẹ́ hallelujah lórúkọ Jésù.
We are all women here. Are we all wearing skirts? If you're a man here, hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, each of those people that shouted hallelujah,
They are
not just one man. Each one is a generation. Each one is a lineage. If you put 200 women in this city, and only one man, when you come back like 40 years time, won't we have a population? Am I making sense now? So that was why the devil was aiming at Adam. So the moment he cursed
Adam,
all of us were considered and classed as sinners. And you know what happens? God, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 to verse 2. The Bible says that it is not that the hand of God is too short that it can't save. It's not even that his ears are dull that he cannot hear when somebody is crying to him. He says, but your sin have made a separation between you and your God. So that even when you cry and cry and cry and cry, he will not be able to hear. Do we understand that now? So that's how all of us became sinners. And before you know it, men started bringing up religions. Men started looking for ways by which God can accept them. All manner of religions were coming up here, and there and there and here and there, you know, like that. All manner of priests, and they say, this God that I have is the original one, Because there's a hollow point in the life of every human being. And it is only God that can fill that place. That's why you see why men follow idols and they just want to have something that is most important that will fill that place in their lives. But from that same time when God cursed Adam, that was when the promise came that deliverance is coming for man. Remember that when God was going to curse Eve and give her her own punishment, by the time he was giving it also to the serpent. For man, his own punishment is that he will just be looking for food up and down. And how difficult having baby is for his wife, that's how difficult getting food will be for him. For the woman is that she will labor before she delivers. And that her desire will be towards her husband. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But for the serpent, God said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. He said, because I will put an enmity between you and the seed of this woman. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Sorry, that's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. That was what God said. You see, when you look at it ordinarily, you think, okay, no problem. That is, whenever we see a snake, we should just make sure
to
kill it. But no, that was not what God was pointing to. Because several things are said there that are deep. That's what God used to do. First of all, God said the seed of the woman. I just told you now that a woman cannot have seed. Abi? But in prophecy, God said a woman is going to come with a seed. And that her seed will bruise the head of the serpent. The word bruise in Hebrew, it means crush. Do you understand? He said the head of the serpent.
Ori ejo ni.
Head there doesn't refer to physical head. Remember that when I was quoting for you 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 4 downwards, we were saying that the head of every man is Christ. Abi?
So
head there is talking about the head of a government. Because serpent there represents the devil and his entire kingdom. Don't forget that in Revelation chapter 12, I think from verse 7 downwards, okay, the Bible was referring to the devil as a serpent. So the devil became worried because God said that the seed of a woman will bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise his heel. But that he will bruise that seed's heel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand? Let's say two people have an accident. And one, his heel was crushed. Another one, his head was crushed. Who is going to live? I think he's the one of heel, Abi. What about the one of head? What will happen to him? He will just finish. You know, it's finished. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting it now? Please just follow me closely. I'm not trying to make it long. I just want it to be that you yourself, person, you will understand what salvation means. So since it's a prophecy, the devil started looking everywhere, whatever God wants to do to make sure it will not happen. So before you know it, in Genesis chapter 6, the devil made sure that some other angels that fell with him, they came and slept with human women. They wanted to populate the whole human race so that the seed will not come out.
Genesis ori kefa asi ri awon angeli to chubu pelu re won bere si nba won mo eniyan sun lati kun aye pelu awon eso won.
The Bible says that before you knew it, great and mighty giants arose from that union, and God had to wipe all of them off with a flood.
Ki atori ka to fo omiran jade lati inu ibasepo yi Olorun si dide pelu ikun omi
lati pa the flood. They came again. They slept with women again. I'm sure you must have been wondering when you are reading the laws that God gave to Israel about the land of Canaan, that they should wipe off all the people, all their babies. It's because they are the descendants from that union.
It's because they are offspring
of a blasphemous union.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when God noticed that it looks like these fallen angels, they just want to be doing universal donor up and down, God now arrested all of them and he put them now in a prison that is called Tartarus under the earth. Let me just quickly show you that, okay, so that I'm not just talking stories, okay, then we'll move on very quickly. Let's go to the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. It's the book before the book of Revelation. I want us to read together very quickly verse
6.
Then I'll take us to 2 Peter chapter 2. To just talk about these angels briefly, then we can talk on what we are saying. Verse
6
says, please, are you there? If you are there, please say amen. Okay, so Jude chapter 1 and
Juda ori kini ese kefa.
It says,
okay,
and the angels which kept not their first estate,
ati awon angeli ti ko toju ipo ola won,
but left their own habitation.
Ṣugbọn ti won fi ipo won sile.
He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness.
Awon ni o pamọ ninu ewon aini pekun ni isale okunkun.
Unto the judgment of that great day.
De idajo ojo nla ni.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please go very quickly to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4.
Eje ka yara ka lo wo Peteru keji ori keji ese ken.
2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4.
Peteru keji ori keji ese ken.
Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer.
2 Peter 2 verse 4.
Peteru keji.
For God did not spare even the angels,
yes,
who sinned.
Yes.
He threw them into hell.
Yes.
In gloomy pits of darkness.
Yes.
Where they are being held until the day of judgment.
Do we understand that?
Nitori pe bi Olorun ko ba da awon angeli si ti won si se ṣugbọn ti o so won si isale orun apade ti o si fi won sinu ogun okunkun biribiri awon ti a pamọ de idajọ.
So the Bible is not talking about the original sin of Satan and these angels when they wanted to try and overthrow God. Because that place in Jude made us to understand that he was talking about another sin that had to do with them leaving their own place of abode and they left their own estate.
Ẹsẹ̀ tí wọ́n ṣẹ̀ tí Bíbélì ń sọ fún wa ní ibí ni pé wọ́n fi ipò ọlá wọn èyí tí Ọlọ́run ní kan máa gbé wọ́n fi sílẹ̀.
So anyway, that's about that.
And yet,
so things went on, then God called Abraham.
Abraham.
And God promised him that his seed will inherit all nations. And the moment the devil had seed again, wahala started again. He was trying to do whatever he can do to make sure that what's her name will not deliver.
Sarah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So Sarah delivered.
Sarah bima.
Even though the devil had already told Sarah to ask Abraham to make sure that Hagar had delivered too. And that's why we have all the Arab nations today. Do you understand? I will keep quiet on the rest. Praise the Lord. So Isaac became Jacob. Jacob became the 12 tribes of Israel.
Isaac is Jacob. Jacob is the
12 tribes of Israel went into Egypt, and for 400 years or 430 years, they were there as slaves. Eventually, God took them out. Through this time, each of those fathers, God kept telling them that I will bless all nations through your seed. So the devil's problem became twice. Could God be talking about the same seed of Eve when he made a promise to Abraham that it is his seed and all the descendants of Abraham will have a seed? So things went on and the nation settled in Canaan. Just before they settled, Moses said in prophecy that a prophet like unto me, God will raise to you.
Ki won to joko simi ni le Canaan, Moses ti so fun won pe woli kan bi emi ni Olorun yo gbe dide fun yin.
Please, I am still explaining what justification means.
Mo si salaye ohun ti a tumo si abi ohun ti idalare tumo si.
And I'm trying to show us how Jesus came to save us.
Mo si so fun wa bi Jesus se wa gba wa.
Now the only reason why Moses could say that Jesus would be a prophet like unto him is this.
Ohun ti Moses fi le so pe Jesus yo da bi woli bi ohun re.
It's because Moses is a type of Jesus.
Nitori Moses da bi o da bi eda Jesus.
You know, when we say type in the Bible, we mean example, okay?
A so pe bi a so pe o da bi ninu Bible.
Just as Moses brought out a nation from under bondage.
Bi Moses se mu
Jesus is going to come and rescue mankind from the dominion of darkness. Do you understand it now? That's why he said in prophecy that somebody is going to rise up like unto me. Him you shall hear. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we following up to now?
And then tell you about it.
So the nation became, Moses became Joshua, okay? Joshua became the judges. The judges became kings, and the nation went away into captivity.
Moses di Joshua di awon nidajo.
So the devil made sure that they so did idolatry even worse than the Canaanites that were there before them. It's not that the devil had interest in Israel. His issue is that a seed must not come out that will destroy him. So eventually, they were scattered among the nations. And the devil said, I will see now how that seed will come out. But after 70 years, God regathered them again on that same land. Is that not something? Have you ever seen it before where people fight war and the people that have been taken away will be restored back to their own land? It's not possible. But it happened. Even after Jesus came, which I will still explain, in 70 AD, the Empire of Rome destroyed Jerusalem and they scattered Israel among the nations. And in AD 1948, Israel was restored back to that same land after over 1,600 years.
Lẹ́yìn ọgọ́rùn-ún dín mẹ́fà ọdún, wọ́n tún ṣe, wọ́n tún gbé wọn padà sórí ilẹ̀ yẹn.
That, practically speaking, that is impossible.
It,
but you see, from the Garden of Israel, we have started knowing that the end is at hand. No, sorry, I said from the Gathering of Israel.
Okay, lati ikojopo awon ile Israeli pada.
That's when we know that the end is coming very close. The end is coming close. Because there has to be a nation of Israel that the Antichrist will enter into a covenant with. But let's not go into that so that we are not just scattered in our study. Okay? So eventually, 400 years, the kings became the prophets, the major prophets. Major prophets became minor prophets. Then we came to the book of Malachi. At the end of the book of Malachi, 400 years passed until we got to the book of Matthew. Meanwhile, among the Gentiles, are we getting it now? Egypt, which was the most powerful empire, gave way to Assyria.
Egypt is there. I want to lag by a lot. One fear, not left. I want to ask.
Assyria gave way to Babylon.
I want one easy fear, not left. I want to Babel.
Babylon gave way to Persia.
I want one easy fear, not left. I want to Persia.
Persia on their own, they gave way to Greece. And by the time Jesus was to be born, Greece has given way to Rome. When the devil was at his best, when all the Pharisees were just confusing people and confusing themselves too, and the Sadducees, those ones are just too sad to see. So everybody was just doing whatever he was doing. At that time, suddenly one girl that was a virgin, she saw that she has missed her period.
ni igba yen omobirin kan ti o ti mo omokunrin o wa ri pe nkan osun o ma se.
But the word of prophecy had already come from book of Isaiah chapter 9 that behold a virgin shall conceive.
Iso tele nsi ti jale lati nu majemu lai lai pe wo obirin wundia kan yo loyun.
Are we getting these things now?
And don't you be
everything was working from just that same first prophecy that God had given. From that very first prophecy that a seed will come. Suddenly she saw that she has lost her period. Then the man that she's supposed to be married to said, who impregnated you? I didn't sleep with you.
Ọkùnrin tá ti yan fún pé yóò fẹ́ ó ní àná ló pa fún ọ lóyún èmi mọ̀kán mo ṣe.
She said, you know me now, nothing, I don't know, I just found out that I'm pregnant.
Ó ní ọmọ bí mo ti dá tó mi ò kí ń ṣèṣe kúṣe mo kàn rí lọ́jọ́ kan bí mo ṣe jí ni pé oyún dé.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then while her husband was thinking, while he was thinking, what am I going to do with this girl? And he was thinking, let me just quietly let her go.
Ìgbà tí àfẹ́sọ́nà rẹ ọkùnrin rí pé kí lòun ó ṣe ó ní.
Then an angel of God appeared to him in a dream and said to him,
angeli Olorun si fara won loju ala o si so fun pe,
say you see that thing that is inside this woman,
nkan omo to wa ninu obirin re,
that is the Son of God,
omo Olorun ni.
Now you need to understand something here.
Nkan kan gbodo yo ni bi ta de yi,
when a woman is pregnant,
ti obirin ba loyun,
and we want to know who is the father of that child,
ti a ba fe mo eni ti o bi to je baba re,
are we going to take that woman to go and do blood test for her and that child? I'm asking you, is that what we are going to do? Let's say me and this brother, we don't know who slept with one girl and she got pregnant. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then she delivered it. Then I'm saying it's my child. He said, no, it's his own child. They asked the woman, she said, I don't know. It was the two of them. I don't know which one. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What do we do? I think we'll do a blood test. To determine what? The father of the child. Do we do blood tests to determine mother of a child? Has it ever happened before? So let me point out something to you. Do you know that medically speaking, the blood of the child in pregnancy does not mix with the blood of a mother?
In Germany, in science, eje obirin kin dapo mo ti eje ti omo re ngba to ba wa nu oyun.
So when Jesus was born,
ngba ti a bi Jesus,
whose blood was flowing in his bloodstream? Do you understand where I'm going now? And that's why if you don't believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Praise the Lord. That was why.
Hallelujah.
Now, the moment he was born, the devil said, yeah, what happened? How could I have missed it? He gave Herod a knock on Herod's throne. He said, what are you looking for? A king is born and you are saying you are a king. Herod called his army commander. He said, all the children from 2 years old and below, go and kill them. Meanwhile, God had already told Joseph that, oh yeah, Joseph, carry my son to Egypt, that the word of prophecy may come to pass that I called my son from Egypt.
Are
you getting it now? So they killed all the children, and as they finished killing everybody, the word of prophecy came to pass also that said that in Ramah there is lamentation. Rachel is weeping over her children and she's refusing to be placated because they are not.
Ni oro Olorun si so jade pe ni Rama
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus started living his life.
Jesus
a second Adam.
Adamu keji.
A man that you cannot trace who his father is except you trace it directly to God. Now, this man was sinless. Jesus even said that which of you can accuse me of sin? And all of them were just looking at him, It's only because it's you. Even though he was telling them, all of you, you are slaves of sin. They could not do anything to him. Anywhere he appears and one demon is inside one person, what do they do immediately? All those devils would just prostrate and say, sorry sir, we didn't know it is you. Do you know why? Because they are meeting somebody first of all who had the same authority like Adam. But what they didn't even understand is this. Jesus, the person that we call Jesus, is not just a man. He just came in the form of a man. He was the second person of the Trinity that we call God the Word. I see some people fighting against Trinity that how will you say that there are three persons in the Godhead? But the Bible is plain. I see some preachers, you know, when somebody asks them, how come you say God is Trinity? Explain. No, I'm not giving an example. It happened. Somebody was training us. Okay, he was training us. And somebody in our class asked him, how do you explain Holy Trinity? Then the next thing he said is that, you see, the secret things belong to Lord our God, and that which is revealed belongs to us and our children. That's a mystery. Just leave it like that. Just believe. But even from the book of Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, Trinity, you know, Trinity is there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's God the Father. Then verse 2 says that, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in verse 3, the Bible says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's Jesus, God the Word.
So if
anybody say he has a new revelation or something, he should fight against Genesis 1:1-3. Do you understand?
Hallelujah.
So what they didn't even understand is that it's not just a mere man that came. But that God had come himself in the form of a man. So, but when he was coming, he had to leave his majesty and his divinity, okay, behind to come so that he can, you know, God, as big as God is, he cannot reduce himself into a man. We are too small. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he lived, and by age 30, he started his ministry. He started preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand, you know, repent and believe ye the gospel. After 3 years of preaching, the devil was tired of him. And the devil said, why are we going to kill this man? The devil didn't understand that the man he came to die. Except that you cannot kill him except you have authority over him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the devil came to tempt him, look at the way he beat the devil.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So eventually, so that the word of prophecy will be fulfilled by the hand of Judas and the chief priests and Rome. You know, and Rome represents the whole world, all of us.
láti ọwọ́ Júdásì àti olórí àlùfá àti ilẹ̀ Rome. Rome sì túmọ̀ sí gbogbo wa ní gbogbo àgbáyé.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody says, see, this man will not rule over us. Let us kill him.
Gbogbo wa máa sọ pé ẹni yóò ní jọba lórí wa, ẹjẹ́ apá.
But the Bible had already said in that the devil made a mistake by killing Jesus, because if he had known what would happen, he wouldn't kill him.
Bíbélì sọ pé Èṣù ṣàṣìṣe ní wípa Jesu, torí pé tó bá mọ̀ nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀, kò bá má ti pa.
Let me explain to you what happened.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n ṣàlàyé fún
yín. You know, the moment the devil made Adam to sin,
ìgbà tí Sàtánì mú kí Ádámù ṣẹ̀,
he took authority over this world from Adam.
Ó gba àṣẹ lórí ayé yìí lọ́wọ́ Ádámù.
Are we all agreed on that?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
Because when he was tempting Jesus, he was showing him all the kingdoms and their glory, and he said, all these things I will give to you if you bow down to me, because it was delivered to me. That means it's not the original owner, okay? And whoever I like, I can give to.
O sọ fún Jésù, ó fi gbogbo ilẹ̀ ayé wọn, gbogbo ohun tó wà níbẹ̀, ó ní gbogbo ohun ìní fi fún ọ, torí pé àfilémi lọ́wọ́ ni èmi kọ́ mo ní kẹ́lẹ̀, tó bá lè foríbalẹ̀ báyìí ń sì fi fún ọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus told him that you shall worship only the Lord your God, and he cast him out.
Jésù sì sọ fún wípé Ọlọ́run ọba rẹ nìkan ni kó máa sin, ó sì lè jáde.
So the interesting thing that happened is the moment the devil laid hand on Jesus,
ohun tó yanilẹ́nu pé gbàrà tí Sàtánì di ọwọ́ Jésù mú,
the moment they shed his blood,
ìgbà tí wọ́n pa á báyìí tí wọ́n sì tẹ ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
Whose blood are they shedding?
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ta ni wọ́n pa ń ta sílẹ̀ o.
I'm asking you. Because if we are determining the paternity of Jesus, who are we going to hold responsible?
Tí a bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní
mo pé
ta ló bí Jésù ta láti
mú. So the moment the devil shed the blood of Jesus,
gbàrà tí a tẹ ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù sílẹ̀ láti ọwọ́ Èṣù wá,
he was crying and he was crying and he was crying.
Bó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọkún, bó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọkún.
And the devil say, yes, say, he all of them were laughing, say, hey, baba, hey.
Èṣù bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọ pé àtimú, táwọn èèyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń bọ́ ní ìfúnpé.
All of them did party that day.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń ṣe àjọyọ̀ lọ́jọ́ yẹn.
And they raised the cross.
Wọ́n bá gbé àgbélébù.
The devil was surprised that Jesus' last statement was this.
Ẹnu ya Èṣù pé ohun tí Jésù sọ gbẹ̀yìn rèé.
It is finished.
Ó parí o.
Ah, what was finished?
Kí ló parí?
Praise the Lord. So he panicked.
Aya rẹ̀ já.
Actually, the moment he said it is finished and he died.
Ìgbà tí ó sọ pé ó ti parí tó sì fẹ̀mí rẹ̀ lẹ̀.
Please, I'm explaining how Jesus bought your freedom and my freedom.
Mo ń ṣàlàyé bí Jésù ṣe ra òmìnira rẹ àti tèmi fún ọ.
Immediately he said it is finished and he died.
Bó ṣe sọ pé ó ti parí tó sì kú.
Remember that there used to be a veil on the temple where there is where we call Holy of Holies, between the holy place and the most holy place.
Rántí pé aṣọ ìkélé wà níbi tá à ń pè ní ibi mímọ́ jùlọ àti ibi tó mọ́ ní tẹ́ḿpìlì.
It was only the high priest that enters into the Holy of Holies once in a year and not without blood.
Olórí àlùfáà nìkan ló lè wọ ibi mímọ́ jùlọ, ó sì máa wọ ọbẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ẹ̀jẹ̀ ní ẹ̀kan ní ọdún.
The moment Jesus enter, the moment he died,
gbàrà tí Jésù kú,
the veil that covered that Holy of Holies, he tore from the bottom. And you see, we would have said somebody tore it, but it was like 20 feet tall.
Aṣọ ìkélé tó bo ibi mímọ́ yẹn jùlọ ló bá yà sí méjì. Àbá sọ pé èèyàn ló fọwọ́ yá, ṣùgbọ́n ó ga gan ní ìwọ̀n bí ogún.
He didn't tear from bottom to top. He tore from bottom from top to bottom.
Àti òkè ló ti ya wá sí ìsàlẹ̀ kan jẹ́ láti ilẹ̀ sí òkè.
Signifying that the way is open now to every human being, you can approach God by yourself.
Ìyẹn fi hàn pé ọ̀nà ti ṣí sílẹ̀ fún gbogbo ènìyàn. Ìwọ fún ara rẹ ti kára rẹ.
Earthquake were happening and all manner of mighty things were happening. You know, at a point, 12 o'clock in the afternoon became night just because the king was on the cross.
Àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ńlá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń ṣẹlẹ̀, gbogbo rẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń di rúdurùdu. Ọ̀sán di alẹ́ nítorí pé a gbé ọba ńlá sí orí.
But before he died, you know, the thief on his right hand was saying, Lord, please, when you come into your kingdom, remember me.
Kí ó tó kú, olè tó wà lọ́wọ́ ọ̀tún rẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ pé, Ọlọ́run Olúwa ò tó bá dé ìjọba rẹ̀, mọ̀ràn sí mi.
Then Jesus said to him,
Jésù sì sọ fún pé,
today,
lónìí,
you are going to be with me in paradise.
Ó wà pẹ̀lú mi ní paradise.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you following up to this point?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ̀ ń tẹ̀lé mi bí?
You are understanding it, abi?
Ǹjẹ́ ó ń yé ọ bí?
Okay. Now, when, you know, Jesus didn't become a sinner, he became our sin, because the sin of the whole world, plus all of us that were not yet born, okay, it was laid on him.
Jesu o di eleṣe, ṣugbọn o di ese wa, ese awa ta ti bi nigba yen, ati awa ti gbogbo gbe.
And if God is going to judge sin, is it just by physical death?
See,
where will he throw sin to? You are not sure. Where will God throw sin to? After somebody dies, where? So the Bible says about Jesus in Ephesians chapter 4. That he that ascended on high, first of all, he didn't just ascend, he descended first. He descended first to the lower parts of the earth. And why was it important that Jesus would go down to the lower parts of the earth? Because he had already said, before he died in prophecy several times, he said that if you kill this body after 3 days, I will raise it. Remember first of all that there are 5 compartments in the place that we call hell or Sheol. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Actually, hell, Sheol or Hades. Hell is the English word, Sheol is the Hebrew. Hades is the Greek. It means the same thing. World of the departed spirits. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So there are 5 compartments there. We have already mentioned one in Jude chapter 1 and verse 6, which is Patros, which is the place where God has imprisoned the angels that sin with human women in Genesis 6. There's another place that is called the bottomless pit.
It's
there inside hell too. The Bible mentioned that in Revelation chapter 20 from verse 1 to verse
4.
It's a prison that houses several demons now, and it's going to be Satan's future prison during the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years. There's another place that we call paradise. That one you can see it, I think, in Luke 16 from verse 19
downward.
Also that place where Jesus told that thief on his right hand that today you'll be with me in paradise. That is the place where every righteous soul since Abel up to the time when Jesus died, that's where they used to be. But now when people die and they are righteous, they go to heaven. If you read that place in Ephesians chapter 4 that I was talking about before, from verse 7 to verse 11, you will see that Jesus, he took captivity captive, meaning that those souls of the righteous people that were in paradise, he took them to heaven. I think I've mentioned three, Abi. I've mentioned Tartarus. The prison where angels are kept. I have mentioned bottomless pit, and I have mentioned paradise.
Ibi ti a fi awon emi okunkun si ati iwo ti o ni opin ati paradise.
The remaining two are hellfire and lake of fire.
Orun apadi ni elekerin ati ikarun je owo ina
ayiraye. Because hellfire is not the same thing as lake of fire. You can see the difference in Revelation 20 from verse 10 to verse 15.
Orun apadi ati bi ti owo ina wa o yato si ara won a re ninu iwe fiyan.
The difference between the two of them is that hell is like a police cell before somebody goes to the court, okay, before they judge him, and the lake of fire is the everlasting prison where men will be kept forever
and ever.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So eventually, now I was asking that, why is it that Jesus had to go to hell? Don't forget that there are beings, living beings, in 3 realms of existence. There are beings in heaven. There are beings on earth.
Àwọn kan wà láyé.
But there are also beings under the earth.
Àwọn kan wà ní ìsàlẹ̀ ilẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, because Jesus wants to show that he is Lord over every realm of existence by his substitutionary work of redemption that he has done for man, he had to go even to hell. So that, you know, apart from taking the righteous out of the place, all right, but to announce that now he is Lord, both over the living and the dead.
Kí Jésù bá lè ṣàfihàn pé òun lo Olúwa lórí ohun gbogbo àtàwọn tó wà lọ́run àti ti ayé àtàwọn tó ti kú àtàwọn tó wà láàyè ló ṣe ṣe yìí.
That's why he announced after he rose from the dead in Revelation chapter 1, I think verse 8 or verse 18, I can't remember, where he was saying that I hold the keys of hell and of death.
Èrèdí tó fi polongo rèé nínú ìwé ìfihàn orí kìíní pé mo mú dání kọ́kọ́rọ́ ipò òkú àti ọ̀run àfàlẹ́.
So now, what happened and how were we justified?
Kilo sele ba ola se wa da wa lare bayi.
You know that we sinned in Adam.
Ati deleshe lati inu Adam.
Because of one man's sin, all of us became sinners.
Nitori ese nikan gbogbo wa di eleshe.
But now, because of one man's obedience, all of us can now be righteous.
Ṣugbọn nitori igboran enikan gbogbo wa le di ololodo bayi.
Are you getting it now? So when we put our faith in what Jesus Christ has done, okay, automatically Jesus stands up and says, see, I died for his sin. So what is the devil asking from him?
Ti aba wa fi igbagbo wa sinu Jesu, ti esu ba wa de, Jesu yo so fun pe mo ti ku fun ese le kilo wa se.
So he died for our sin and the consequences that we should have paid because we sinned.
O ku fun ese wa ati ohun ti aba san bi igbese fun ese wa.
At that very moment that we believe that Jesus Christ has died for our sins,
Barati agbagbo pe Jesu ku fun ese wa,
at that same moment we become justified.
Nigba yen la di eni idalare.
And if we had died at that moment, we are just going straight to heaven.
Ti aba ku ni igba yen orun la nlo.
But you know, most of us don't die at that time.
Ṣugbọn a mọ pe opolopo wa o kin ku ni igba yen.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hope.
Nje ko ti le wa bi bayi.
Eh? Okay. I'm still talking on justification now.
Mo ti sọrọ lori idalare bayi.
So anybody that believes what Christ has done,
gbogbo àwọn tí wọ́n bá gbàgbọ́ nínú ohun tí Jésù ti ṣe.
Because you know Jesus Christ, he didn't have to die.
Ẹ jẹ́ mọ̀ pé Jésù kò yẹ kó kú.
Àbí? There was no reason for him to die.
Kò sí ìdí kan pàtó fún un láti kú.
The only reason why he came to die is to save us from sin and its consequences.
Èrèdí tó fi wáyé wá kú ni kó ba lè gbà wá lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti èrè ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
So the moment we believe that it is for my sin that Jesus Christ has died.
Ìgbà tí n bá ti gbàgbọ́ pé fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mi ni Jésù mọ̀ kú.
Please, what happens to us now?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí mi?
You know, we are freed completely.
Mo ti ní òmìnira pátápátá.
So whatever it is that one sin that your father, grandfather, you know, and his uncle's auntie, then the other one, whatever they have done, and they are saying you should go and look for someone that you beg, except you beg them, you know, you can't be forgiven, that one is nonsense. Once you believe that Jesus Christ has died for your sins, you are set free.
A ma wo pe gbogbo awon ese ti baba nla wa, iya nla wa, aunty nla wa ti ise, a ma wo pe bi o le ran wa gbogbo ese won gbagbara la ba ti gba pe Jesu o ti ku fun wa ba gbogbo ese lo ti pare.
Because he said that if the Son of Man set you free, how will you be free? In the Amplified Bible, he said, you are really and unquestionably free.
So
anybody that wants to question that freedom should come. Because when you say in the name of Jesus, is it a dead body that will be saying, I'm here, but I'm at the back of the grave. I'm still inside the grave. Is it a dead body that will be saying that?
Say àwọn òkú ni ó máa sọ pé ẹ̀yin ibi tí wọ́n ń sènìyàn sí mo wà.
When you say in the name of Jesus,
ìgbà tó o bá sọ pé ní orúkọ Jésù,
that is the Lord in heaven.
Olúwa ní ọ̀run rè é.
On earth,
ní ayé.
Under the earth,
ní abẹ́ ilẹ̀.
Even if they now did a throne for the devil that looks like 10-story building,
tí wọ́n bá gbé àga ìjọba fún èṣù tó wá ga.
And he's sitting on top of it.
Ó tún wá jókòó lórí rẹ̀.
When the small boy says in the name of Jesus,
ṣé ọmọ kékeré yìí bá sọ pé ní orúkọ Jésù.
Because the devil too has knees.
nítorí pé èsù fúnra rẹ̀ náà ní oye kún.
What will he do now?
Kí ni ó ṣe?
He will kneel down.
Yóò sọ pé òun kúnlẹ̀ o.
Because he has a tongue.
Nítorí pé ó ní àwọn.
What will he start doing?
Kí ni ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí
ṣe? He will start confessing that Jesus is Lord.
Jésù ni Olúwa.
We take a song briefly, then we move on.
A ó kọrin kan sìn ín ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tẹ̀síwájú.
Stand up so that we not just be too tired.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde kó má bàa rẹ̀ wájú. Jésù Olúwa.
My soul doth magnify the Lord.
Ọkàn mi ni Olúwa.
My spirit praise his name.
Ọkàn mi bìyìn fún orúkọ rẹ̀.
For death could not hold him captive.
Nítorí pé ikú kò lè
fi nílé. Even in the grave.
Nínú ipò òkú.
Jesus is Lord.
Jésù ni Olúwa.
For death could not hold him captive.
Nítorí pé ikú kò lè gbéde.
Even in the grave.
Nínú ipò òkú.
Jesus is Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit praise his name. Hallelujah. Could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall. Christ is Lord. He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
He is
Lord. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Majesty,
majesty,
majesty, unto Jesus glory, honor, and praise. Majesty,
kingdom authority. Flow from his throne unto his own, his anthem rings. So exalt, lift up on high
the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Majesty,
just regarding worship His Majesty.
Worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified. King of kings. Jesus who died. Jesus who died, now glorified, is the King of all kings. Crown Him King,
King of kings.
Of kings. Crown Him Lord. Lord, wonderful, wonderful,
Counselor,
the mighty God,
hey.
Emmanuel,
God is with us,
God is with us.
It shall reign forevermore.
Oh, Jesus, God,
Kí kábíyèsí lẹ́. Oh, yeah. pawa monu ore
pawa monu ore
so wa baba da pa bada mu
bonjo bonjo mu
yo wa ninu ibi
yo wa ninu
laye ati lorun
laye ati lorun
in Jesus name we have prayed. You see, at this point, we have just described how Jesus justified us. Could it be possible that you are here, you have not yielded your life to Jesus in this way that we explained it now? You see, today we don't have time to waste because there's a lot of things to do. If you are someone like that, please can you come outside so that we can pray with you? My brother, God bless you. God
bless
you. You are here. You know that you have not given your life to Jesus. We have explained everything. And you are here. Please come outside. Please come outside. Let something happen to you too. Come outside. Let Jesus perfect it for you too. Let him bring you through to that moment of rest. Well, we thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba,
we thank you for your son who is standing before you. Lord, we thank you for his soul. Beyond what you have done for all of us, the greatest miracle is what has happened to him today. Lord, because of the salvation of his soul and because he's coming and he's saying to Jesus, me too, I want to be justified. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, ni oruko Jesus.
Accept him in Jesus' name.
Olorun, ba, ni oruko Jesus.
Lord, accept him in the name of Jesus.
Olorun, tewa, ba, ni oruko Jesus.
Wash off his sins in the name of Jesus.
Ewe, kuro, ninu ese re,
and wear, Lord, even unto him a garment of righteousness. From today, let it be for him from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. That peace, that past understanding that guards our hearts and minds when you are for us, let it garrison his heart now. Thank you, Father, for this that you have done. In Jesus' most precious name. Please, you can go back to your seat. We'll see you afterwards. Let us pray together now. This session has come to an end. I will be explaining the other two aspects of salvation when we come back in the next session. I think about
1 or 2 hours.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, ni oruko Jesus,
we thank you for showing us expressly what you have done for us. We didn't know before that it is this mighty. But now you have opened our eyes of understanding to see. In the beginning, before you sent us your word, your spirit prompted us to pray that God should plant our feet on that way of salvation. That God should plant our feet on the highway to heaven. And now you are showing us justification, which is the first step in that actual road that leads to heaven. Father, help us each to abide in this teaching in the name of Jesus. Help us to begin to live our lives based on this understanding in the name of
Jesus.
Even as we are going on break now, Lord,
continue with us.
Lord,
continue with us. Wherever the preachers have stopped. Holy Spirit, please, you know each one of us. You know our personal needs. Begin to even expand further, solving it to our own level in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We exalt you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-334-8305-8, 080-813-3-8536, 080-7455-8177,
081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life